last night. Kim and I were able to take the short trip down to Cary, North Carolina, and visit with Jordan and Ashley and Judah. And Judah is 6 months old. He's got a very structured life. His parents determined that structure pretty much. And that includes a bath each night at a certain time. And so when Granny and Papa go, we get to give the bath. So we gave the bath last night, and as we had him there in the kitchen sink, and that's where he takes his bath every night, Granny started singing to him, so Papa joined in. And here's the song we sang. I was trying to get Kim to do a duet with me, but she wouldn't do it. So you can read the words. Two little eyes to look to God, two little ears to hear His word, two little feet to walk in His way, two little lips to sing His praise, two little hands to do His will, and one little heart to love Him still. What are we teaching, Judah? What are we teaching our children, our grandchildren, when our Sunday school students? What are we teaching them when we teach a song like this? Of course, we're teaching them that their bodies are for the Lord. We're going to look tonight for a few minutes at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning in verse 12, and the topic here is a very adult topic. And we're not primarily going to be thinking about children this evening, though we started out that way. And we're not even going to be looking primarily at the very adult topic that Paul covers in verses 12 to 20 of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. But we do want to talk about our bodies. And we're going to start our reading in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 6. As Paul starts a new topic here as he writes to the Christians there in Corinth. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Just want you to notice, first of all, in verse 13, toward the end of the verse, we see that little phrase, but for the Lord. But for the Lord. What does he say? The body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. So again, our focus tonight is not the immorality. The focus tonight is our body. So you could read that for the body. Now the body is for the Lord. Y'all have a body. That's one thing I know about everybody in here. You have a body. Some of us think way too much about our bodies. Others of us think way too little about our bodies. But what we want to think about tonight is not so much maybe how we often think about our bodies, but how the Lord sees them. They're precious to Him. When I have the opportunity to be at a graveside and to share, I'm able to assure the family, if they know the Lord, if this loved one knew the Lord, that this body is precious to God, and He's going to raise it back up. And we see that in verse 14. But again, that's not our focus this evening. We want to think about your body, and we want to think about your body for the Lord. And what struck me here, just in a devotional way, looking at this passage, was our body in relation to the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We see each one of them in these verses in relationship to our physical bodies. And we want to just quickly look at those specific ways in which our bodies are for the Lord. First of all, in verse 15, we see that your body is a member of the Son of God. Notice there what it says in verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Now the word for member here is a word that was used to speak of a limb, a body part, we could say. A body part. So your body is a body part of Christ Himself. The very Son of God, God the Son, your physical body, according to the Scriptures, is a member, a part of Christ. What intimacy there. Now, I often think of us as part of the body of Christ in that sense, spiritually. But here I see that our bodies are members of Christ. That's the association we have with the Son of God, one aspect of that association. And every part of a body, obviously, and he'll get into this more as the body of Christ in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, but each part of the body has an assigned function. And there's a value to every part of the body because of that assigned function. And your body, your physical body, is a member of Christ if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus. And therefore, there's an assigned function for your body. We are His hands. We are His feet. We are His eyes, His ears in this world. We, our bodies, are members of Christ. You know, as I think about that, I'm challenged. If my body is a member of Christ upon this earth, then my body needs to be cared for, does it not? That I will be able to fulfill my function on this earth as part of Christ. It's a different way to look at our body. We want to live out Christ through our body. Here's another couple of verses, I think. Pop it again there. There you go. Very good. I forgot my clicker tonight. There's my clicker over there. And I've got it. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested, shown forth in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Your body is a member of God the Son, if you're a believer. Okay. The second way our bodies are for the Lord is that your body is a temple of God, the Holy Spirit. We're very familiar with this. Verse 19, or do you not know, the same way that he phrased the fact that our bodies are members of Christ, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? The temple. The temple is the holy place. That word was used to speak of the temple at Jerusalem, but not just the whole temple itself and the grounds and the courts, but rather it spoke of the two rooms, the holy place and the holy of holies that were inside, that were in the tabernacle and then later in the temple that Solomon built at the instruction of the Lord. This word temple is derived from the Greek word that means to dwell. Your body is the dwelling place of God, the Holy Spirit. Your body is the residence of God on this earth. It's where the Holy Spirit lives, the one who is omnipresent. And as we saw when we were studying the attributes of God, the fact that God is omnipresent means that all of Him is everywhere at the same time. So it's not that you have a little bit of the Holy Spirit manifesting Himself in you. No, you have all of the Holy Spirit living within you because He is omnipresent, specially manifesting Himself in the body of the believer. Your body is a temple. therefore, your body is a holy place. A holy place. Your body is the holy of holies. Your body as a believer is set apart from sin and to God because of the one who resides within you. How important it is that the home be appropriate for the occupant. If a special celebrity was coming to stay at your house, you would make sure it was spotless, humanly speaking. And here our bodies are. God, the Holy Spirit, living within us. Oh, the importance of His home being in a condition that is appropriate for Him, appropriately clean, pure, appropriately hospitable, appropriately available. We're to accommodate the Holy Spirit in our bodies, seeking to purify our bodies through an abstinence from sin, saying no. Romans chapter 6 and verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body. That's a command. That means by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are able to do that. Here's another verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What kind of dwelling does the Holy Spirit deserve? A holy dwelling. He's the Holy Spirit. My body can be used for evil. My body can be used for neglect. My body can be abused, and my body can be lazy, and my body can be selfishly turned toward my own benefit rather than the benefit of the one who lives inside. Your body, if you're a believer here tonight, your body is the temple of God the Holy Spirit. One more in verse 20. Your body is a property of God the Father. There in verse 20, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. They belong to God. Your body that we're focusing on tonight is God's possession, God's purchased property. Forget the fact for a moment that He created you, and think about the fact that He purchased you at a price. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your sinless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I've been bought. My body's been bought. Not just my spirit, we think about that, but my body has been bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Acts 20, 28, the church of God which He purchased with His own blood. Since my body is not mine, but I'm only a steward of it, I'm to use it according to the property owner's desire. And here we have an owner-occupant, the Holy Spirit living within. God the Father, focused upon here, emphasized here, as the one who owns the property. And therefore, as Paul is used by the Spirit of God to make it very clear, therefore glorify God in your body. I should use it to glorify Him, to honor Him, to magnify Him, to express His value. I think that's a good definition of glorify. Express His value. First I thought, you know, we need to make God look good. And I said, no, that doesn't sound right. That insinuates we're making Him look better than He really is. No, we're not making God look good. We're displaying God as He is. That's what we're doing when we seek to glorify Him, using our bodies to transparently reflect His character and attributes in the way that we use our two little eyes and our two little ears and our two little feet and our two little lips and our two little hands and our one little heart. We're to use those to glorify God. Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. That was his commitment. That was his commitment. My body belongs to God, and whatever he chooses to use it for, I'm going to seek to do that in a way that glorifies him. And if he allows me to live, I want my body to glorify him. If he allows me to die, I want my body to glorify him. In John 17, the Lord Jesus spoke these words, lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. So in Philippians 1:20, when Paul wants Christ to be magnified in his body, he knows that when he magnifies Christ, he glorifies the Father. Your body for the Lord. Your body is a member of the Son of God. Therefore, live out Christ through your body. Obviously, we don't have time to go into all that that means. Live out Christ in your body. Your body is a temple of God, the Holy Spirit. Therefore, accommodate the Holy Spirit in your body. Make sure that your body is an appropriate home for the resident. And your body is a property of God the Father. Therefore, glorify God the Father in your body. We are standing and sitting among an amazing variety of members, temples, and properties. Every one of us is unique. None of us are the same. God has made us all different in our bodies. And they're all His. They belong to Him. Live out Christ. Accommodate the Holy Spirit. Glorify the Father. Your body for the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the truths of Your Word. And Father, we are humbled tonight as we think of Your grace, that You would create us. And Father, as we would go our own way, You would pursue us and purchase us at the very cost of the precious blood of Your Son, the Lord Jesus, that You would make our bodies a member of Him, that Your Holy Spirit would come to live inside of us, not to come and go, but to stay there, and that You would allow us to be Your property, that we might glorify You, that we might reflect Your Son, that we might be an appropriate dwelling place for You. Father, we bow before You in humility and gratefulness tonight, and we pray that these few thoughts will encourage our hearts to take care of our bodies and to think about what our bodies are communicating, even non-verbally, to the world around us and to other believers. May we be careful with our bodies. Father, we thank You in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. May the Lord encourage you.